up to Siftet Zion. We began last I was here 2 weeks ago. The Kula Darashi, the famous Kula Darashi. One of the reasons it's a famous Kula Darashi is that the Ramos says, "Ein lefarsem hadavar b'shnei amoretz." So therefore, everyone who learns it likes to show that they remember it, right? Okay, let's review, and we'll do it inside. At the end of the shiur 2 weeks ago, I mentioned this to you briefly, and I said we get to it by Arichus. This Kula Darashi is not actually in Rashi in the Gemara; it's in the Mordechai, a Maisa that happened with Rashi, which is a tremendous Kula in Hilchus Ribbis, and that is that. Say I'd like to borrow money, and I can't get a loan unless someone's gonna charge me interest, a Jew. So I'm sort of stuck. I can't. What am I gonna do? So what I do is I go over to a middleman. I tell him, you go to Reuven, the lender, and tell Reuven that I'd like to borrow, and I'm willing to pay interest. Reuven say, I'm willing to pay interest. And you'll be the middleman. I'm not going to deal with him. You deal with him. You get me the loan. Bring me the money. And when it comes time to pay, I'll give you the interest and you'll bring it to him. That's our arrangement. So Pashut, that's Ribbis. That's a regular case of Ribbis. So Rashi came up with this Chiddush that it's not Ribbis at all. Because since we have a rule that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that Shlichus is not Chal for something which is an Isser, certainly not if it's an Isser Daraisa. For that reason, when I send you to get me a loan Beribis from Reuven, really, there's no loan that's Chal on me. Because I didn't talk to Reuven, I didn't tell Reuven I'm going to borrow, I didn't tell Reuven I'm going to pay Ribbis, I didn't tell him anything. I sent a middleman to go to Reuven. And since I shliach is varaveira, it's as if I didn't borrow from him. And I'm allowed to give him anything I want. Later I can give him interest. I can give him whatever I want because I'm not a leiva. So therefore, there should be no problem. Why? What is the problem? What? Okay, you're asking good. 1 second. This is the kula of Rashi. Not only that, but Rashi holds not only that it's mutter v'di'evet, that it's even mutter l'chatchila, that you're allowed to go into it knowing, do this trick. It's a trick that works. That's Shitas Rashi. That's Rashi's opinion.
Is the
Isra
borrowing or
is
the interest?
The Isra is for a Laiva to give interest to a Malva. If he's not a Laiva, so he can give gifts to whoever he wants. What's the problem?
So the Ezra of Rashi, he can actually pay the Ribbis for your dying without
buying. He can even, we'll see. We're going to see, yeah. It would seem it may even be better if he pays for your dying, not the Mishnah. As we'll see. But at any rate, this is the Hetera Darashi, which it says here in the Ramah. Let's learn it inside. In the Ramah, Sifte Zayin, the second line.
The loan is left as if it never took place. So can technically the Leiva back out of this and say it was never a loan?
So what could the Leiva say? The Leiva will say, I don't want to pay you anything. The loan never took place. So I guess the Marble would tell him, maybe you're right, the loan never took place, but you have my $1,000 in your hand. So, all right, I never lent it to you, but it's still my $1,000. So you still should have to give it back to me. Right? No worse than if it would be an Aveda. The question of who signed for it is a very good question. The Ramah at the end of the Sif discusses
and who's
whether that matters.
Who's Achroi? Because again, we always discuss
who's
about
Achroi,
the Achroi.
Who's Achroi? Okay, pretty much the same question. Is there a shtar involved? That's the one catch here. Who signed for it? Is there a shtar involved? And that throws a little bit of a curveball into the whole arrangement, which the Ramah says at the end. So we're going to get to that. That's like part two of the Ramah. So first let's see the Yeshayimim. It's the second line of the Ramah. Yeshayimim, the mutter liYisrael, laiva liYisrael. Now realize the language. He's saying lechatchila, mutter liYisrael, laiva lechaveira Yisrael. One Jew could tell his friend, the second Jew, Lech v'hilvali mois m'plaini Yisrael beribis. Go and borrow for me money m'plaini Yisrael beribis. From, I called Reuven, the Malva, beribis. Umota lases achakach haribis l'shliach. The Rama says, afterwards you give the money to the shliach, lehevi'ai lai, to pay back. The loyos retaira el haribis habam yad lai v'lum alva. The Torah didn't answer unless it's ribis which goes from the hand to the lai v'tin hand to the malva. V'ashliach ein reis shum iser. The shliach is not doing anything wrong. The high ribis lav didehu. He's not paying ribis. Me mishum shishluchay shaladam kamaisai. Are you going to taina? Shluchay shaladam kamaisai. And the shliach is the shliach of the other person. Ein shliach is varavera. So this is Rashi's chiddush. Ve'ein lefarsem hadava b'fnei am ha'aretz. Why? It's a good heter. Why not be mefarsem in front of am ha'aretz? Huh?
Come zilzul.
They'll do it without a shliach. They'll start doing it. They'll do it without a shliach. The Chassam Sefer writes in the Tshuva that it seems in his day it was a problem. People were borrowing the ribbis. He said, Ani aimer mitzvah lefarsem hadavar. Because these people are borrowing baribis, so at least let them do it with Rashi's heter, let them do it with a middleman, and they'll have some kind of heter, rather than... Now, can we rely on Rashi? Look at the Ramah's Lashon. Interesting Lashon. Can we rely on this Lahalacha, Zakhtar Ramah, the Cheniker? We pass him like Rashi. Af agav, the yesh mefakfikin, behet zu umachmir in lais, right? Even though there are those, the Beis Yosef, those who are mefakfik, who don't like this heter, umachmir la Yisrael, and they hold to aser it. Yesh lismach alav la'is ha-tzayrach. There's a case of tzayrach, right? He doesn't even say tzayrach gadol. He says, yesh lismach alav la'is ha-tzayrach. He can rely on it la'is ha-tzayrach. Umakom ha-kay. Yim ha-lay v'kibbel ha-mais ba'atzmai min ha-malva. Rak she-she-layach le-haribis aser. But don't think that if you borrow directly from the lender, now you want to use a shliach to pay the ribbis and say a shliach is varavera. Don't think that that works. That doesn't work. Because once you borrowed the ribbis, so you don't need shlichus. If you send money to him, even if you send money through a kuf, even through a... any way you get the money to him, you're benefiting him. And there's an iser. So the original loan has to be with the shliach, and that's the way that it's mutter. So this is the Ramah's heter.
You could learn also that the original loan was with the shliach. He's just sending him the money.
Well, that's not. You can't learn that in the Ramah. Im haloi the kibbel amois ba'atzmai min hamalva. If the money doesn't come from Leiva to Malva, then it's not Ribis, and then there's no problem.
So, when you borrow from a bank, you don't get it from the Malva, right? If the bank first gives you the money, it's not the Malva.
It's an agent of the bank.
You mean the agent. If the agent of the bank does it. Okay, there's a Machne Ephraim, I think a well-known Machne Ephraim, that says that the restrictions of Shlichus, say Shlichut Varavera, and Mash, and Shliach is only B'nai Bris, Goy is not a Shliach, that these things don't apply to a Poyel. There's a rule of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, that if somebody is a paid employee, a paid employee has the same din as Yad Rabbi. And even a Goy could do things for his Rabbi if he's Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, and therefore it may not apply. But however, in many cases with brokers, but they are brokers in between. They don't work for the bank. They're independent brokers. And they could work. Or the case that I mentioned 2 weeks ago where somebody had an investment and he needed an investor to take a chelik in it. And they approached a certain person. They asked him. His father was a rich man. And the son does a lot of investing for the father. And they asked him if he would talk to his father about this. And the father didn't talk at all to the person to whom the investment went, and it was all done through the son. And at the end of the deal, at the end of the day, which was 6 months later, it was a tremendous profit in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the person who had taken the investment, who's rather a very aloha person, He said that afterwards I found out that our deal was ribbis. I guaranteed the investment. It's ribbis. I can't give it to you. And he told him, if you find me a hefter, I'll give you the money. And I don't remember if it was either $300,000 or $600,000. Either it was $600,000, half was his $300,000, and this was quick money, very quick money that was made. And this person was very upset because his father, as far as an old Europeish yid, the man must be in his 70s, and he invested money and he made a couple $100,000. He started telling him, it's ribbis. He said, what ribbis? He didn't know from ribbis. And this poor fellow was stuck in between, and they went literally from rav to rav to try to find a heter. And this was a Lakewood investment that came from Lakewood, and they came here to talk to me about it. And if they told me the story, I told them, you may have hetera de Rashi, but not everyone agrees with Rashi. We're going to see in a minute the Taz. And I told them, they had in their shtar that any shilas they would go to Rav Big. And I told him, go back to Rav Big. Mentioned to him hetera de Rashi. I think you have in your case, you have hetera de Rashi. They went back to Rav Big, and I didn't follow it up very much. But Rav Big said that Rashi Sheet is good for a tziruf. It's not good to rely on it. To rely on it totally, he didn't want to. We're going to see in a minute the kasha on Rashi. But at any rate, it's a nice idea to know this sheet, this Rashi.
Does that mean buying stocks on margin would also be prohibited?
Buying stocks on margin is also from a Jewish company is doing the lending.
But if it's a Geisha company, but it might have Jewish stockholders.
Okay, so that becomes already a complicated issue as to how you define a company. A company that's owned by Rav Goyim, and there's no one Jew or Jewish family that owns enough to control it, it has a din of Goyim, even if there are some Jewish investors, and that's true of most, but not all, most of the companies.
And what if the president or chairman is...
It's complicated. If someone's the president or chairman, it doesn't do anything unless he's the chairman by the virtue of the fact that he owns such a big block of shares that he controls.
But if it's not an issue.
Just the end of the Ramah, it says an important exception.
Based on, he says two things. He says there's no ribbis miad, it's only ribbis miad
lo'lamalva,
and then he says
Ain'shalif
l'arayim.
Well, because if yeshli, after then it would be ribbis miad lo'lamalva, because then he would have a shame
l'arayim. But he's learning the whole din of the middleman is that the itch is only miad lo'lamalva, and the itch is only, meaning there's no loan taking place, because shaliach breaks up the whole din of a loan. Meaning what's, is there a loan or there's no loan?
There's no loan from the loiva to the malva. That's clear. Where is the loan? That's what we're going
to
talk about.
I'm saying, like, if I say to a person, let me give you a present.
Yes.
$1,000. And he knows that I want it back. And he knows I want interest. That means
the Ramah, in the beginning of the Simon, brought a case of someone who said, listen, I would never lend Maribis. I'll give you a gift, an outright gift. Almanas, you give me back a gift next week of a greater amount of money.
Right.
So Lamaisa, it's usher. It's not, even though there wasn't a Razvaz, that was...
Here, there's
no loan. The life and the Malva don't have any relationship. That's the whole point.
If the
life
and Malva talk and arrange the loan, the money is transferred via Shliach. Would that put the inclusion in
there? We'll see in a second, because the Taz, the second Kasha, is going to address that. Okay, so then we're going to mention two Kashas, and the Taz, the second Kasha, will address what? No, it's now to his son. The end of the Ramah, Avalim Shliach HaMalva Hilva Lalaiva Beribis Va'asa Shtar Al Shem HaMalva. This is what you were asking. If a contract was signed on the name of the Malva, Havikilu Hilva Lai HaMalva Atzmai Va'asa Afilu Asa Shliach B'loi Das Mishalchai Da Shtar Avid La Iker Halva V'hu Nichtav Al Shem HaMalva. What he says is that this heter does not apply if the shtar of a contract was written with the name of the real person who gave the money. In that case, this would be an exception to the heter.
Is this a good shtar with ribbis?
Is it a good shtar? The word good has a lot of meanings. It's a shtar which takes effect.
Yeah.
It's very bad because they made up ribbis, but it's what you mean is the shtar a shtar? Yes, it's a shtar. It's a shtar. He lends money. Okay, so this is Shitas HaRamah. What are the mafakfikin? So the Taz here in Sifkat Yud Aleph has a bit of an arichos with two major issues with the Ramah. I should tell you right away that the Shach defends the Ramah, and the Ramah and the Shach against the Taz, which according to all the rules of Yeridaya, we would pass like the Ramah and the Shach. But the Taz has two tainus. The first is a very strong taina which everyone deals with, and the second is a bit of a technical taina. The first taina he says is, okay, you're right, ein shleach udvar aveira. Okay, Rashi's right. But what happened? Something happened. There was some loan. So Elamai, you're going to tell me that there was no loan from Reuven to me because I sent a middleman. All right, so then there were two loans. Reuven lent the money to the shliach, and the shliach lent the money to me. And now I'm paying ribbis to the shliach, and the shliach is paying ribbis to Reuven.
Instead
of one averis, two averis. Not better, it's worse. This is his tie, and I think we could see it bekitzer if you look in the Taz where it says Mamanashach Kasha, about eight lines up. The Mamanashach Kasha. Dim ein hu shluchay neger amalva. Memele yesh kan shnei averis. Dem ashaleach im ashliach ein kamalva v'leiva. The original malva with the middleman is one malva in leiva. Shul bal dava shalai v'nais in leiribis. Va'achakach hava shliach kolay v'neger amalva. And afterwards, the shliach and the malva. Shamalva So that's his kasha that there's a problem here, a mamanashach, and this is a problem which everybody deals with, and we'll see in a minute there are two ways out of this problem. And that's the first kasha. This kasha is a major kasha, because this kasha would seem to make this into an issa d'oraisa. We all know many times we had the klolei hayra ar, when you have a machlaikis, and it's a shail of an issa d'oraisa. So really, we're machmir. When you have a machlaikis, all right, you don't have to machmir for every das yachid, but you have a significant machlaikis such as this, where it's actually the shach and the ramah against the taz and the beis yosef. The beis yosef is also mefakfik on Rashi's head. So you'd be machmer. If it's a shail of a drabbanon, by a drabbanon, you have the Ramah and the Shach to rely on. That's pretty. It's pretty solid. This taina is a taina that should be in issur d'oraisa. Two issurim d'oraisa, from the malva to the shliach, and the shliach to the leiva. That's taina number one. I'm going to get back to that in a minute by Rishus. The second taina he has afterwards is a taina on something we learned earlier in Sifya Gimel. We learned a different heter, that I'm allowed to pay you to give someone else a loan. I want my son to have a loan. So I'm allowed to go over to a malva, say, listen, I'll give you $1,000, lend my son $10,000. I'm allowed to do that because that's not ribbis malay v'la malva. There, where we had this heter of the third party paying, we said, however, if I pay him and he gives my son a loan, my son can't reimburse me what I paid him, because that's merzi karibis, even though technically I really paid him. He gave him, my son's giving me a gift. But that already, when you complete the triangle and money going all around, that seems very much like ribis. So the title on that is that this also is the restrictions of Sifya Gimel should apply. If the money makes a complete cycle from Leiva to Malva, it should be usher. There we also said that the Leiva cannot arrange it, and that restriction should apply as well. All the restrictions of Sifya Gimel, which are the Rabbanan Dikka restrictions, should apply here as well. That's the second taina of the Taz. Now, a second taina of the Taz, just we can answer, the Chavis Das answers, that if you remember when we learned Sifya Gimel, and I Taka mentioned that the third party could pay the ribbis, I also mentioned to you that later, if everything is done, Lachas Man, then the third party could be reimbursed. In other words, Let's say I have a situation where someone comes to me and says, you know, I didn't know I borrowed money for Ribbis, now I owe this prior year $1,000, and I'm going to tell him it's Ribbis, he's not going to listen to me, what do I do? So what I mentioned to you is, what does a Rav do? He goes to a friend of the guy, of the fellow who's stuck. He says, do him a taiva, you pay him. You pay him $1,000. And he pays him $1,000. And now, after Lachas Man, there can be an obligation with Chila that he's going to reimburse him. But Lachas Man, the third party is allowed to give the money back to the person who paid. He just can't obligate himself in the first place. But Lachas Man, he could reimburse him. So the Chavisda says that this Heter de Rashi, regarding this time of the Taz, would at least be a heter when the arrangement is made, would be a heter for the shliach to pay the original malva, and the lachas man, okay, then the leiva could pay back the shliach. It's not quite the heter that we may have wanted with from Rashi, but if you want to do away with this time of the Taz, you still have an eighth of doing it lachas man.
That's not at all what the Ramah says.
I mean, it's not what the Ramah
says.
Says
you can give.
We'll see in a few minutes. The Chavis Das find the middle ground between the Taz and the Ramah, based on this and one and the way he answers the first kasha. So, okay, this is yeah.
The middleman who they go, take the boy, you then do with the guy.
You do it with a guy.
Yeah, then
if you do it with a guy, so hey, shlichus lakum. So it should be the same heter. In Achinami, it would be the same heter. The truth is, he brings the Taz brings the Gemara in he's a neshach with a guy. In shlichus lakum, he brings taka such a case. But it'll be a guy, not if he's a payel, but if he's just a middleman. Achinami. Okay, getting back to the first complaint in the Taz. Now here gets a little lumdish. What did the Taz say? All right, it's not one ribbis, it's two ribbis. It's two situations of ribbis. And why? Because the halva is from Reuven to the middleman, and the second halva from the middleman to me. And ribbis is from me to the middleman, and from the middleman back to him. Now, if you'll cut what I'm saying, there are two ways out of the problem. Right? Because we're saying that there are two deals. There's the malva to the shliach to the leiva. And ribbis also, it's two steps. Now, there are two ways to answer the kasha, the Mishmul Melech's way and the Chavis Das's way. Basically, what you have one of two choices. Either you have to say the loan is not really two deals, the loan is really one deal, and the ribbis is two steps, or to say that the loan is one deal, and the loan is two deals, and the ribbis is one. So what you have to do is break it up somehow. What the Mishnah Melech says, and seems to me to be more the Iker, you'll see in a minute in the Kudus HaKesef Lashon, is very much mashma like the Mishnah Melech. He says, following. He says, Eish Lechot Vayavera, it's two loans. I send a Shliach to borrow Beribis. Eish Lechot Vayavera. He goes, he gets the money, he comes to me, these are two loans. There's one loan from the Malva to him, there's one loan from him to me. Two loans. Now, comes a year later, I'm going to pay back the loan plus $1,000 ribbis. I take the $1,000. What am I telling the shliach? I'm telling him, take this $1,000 and give it. I want you to be my shliach to give it to the malva. That's what I'm telling him. I'm not saying I'm giving it to you. I'm saying I'm giving it to the malva. Could the shliach say, take it and then go home and start saying, you know what? So therefore, this $1,000 is mine. He can't do that. I told him, I'm giving you $1,000 only to give to the malva. If you don't give it to the malva, you have to give it back to me. Can't keep it. I didn't give it to you. I have no hava mina to give it to you. I'm telling you, please give it to the malva. You're going to come to me and say, shlichus v'aravera, there's no shlichus in nachal. So I'll tell you, okay, shlichus in nachal, so give me back my money. I'm not giving you the money. So comes out, what's really happening is, there are two loans. There's a loan from the malva to the shliach, shliach to me. Now, when it came to giving the ribbis, what I'm doing is sending the ribbis to the malva through someone, there are no dine shlichus. Let's say I would mail it to him. I send a UPS. Send him $1,000. So there's no shlichus, it's a guy. So I'm sending him $1,000. It's for me to him. I don't need dine shlichus. I'm sending him $1,000. I'm not giving it to the middleman. There's no problem. I can give him money. He didn't lend me money. There were two loans. His loan to the shliach. The shliach's loan to me. I'm sending $1,000 to him. So it's taka true there were two loans. But there were no two rivers payments. That's what the Mishnah Melech learns in Rashi. If you look in the top, on the first page that we started with, and then the Kudus HaKesef, actually it goes over, he seems to say that pshat. The Kudus HaKesef is the Shach. The Shach and Taz lived at the same time. So that after the Taz was printed, the Shach got in his last word by putting in the Kudus HaKesef. Occasionally the Taz, or sometimes the Taz's son, got in the last word after the Kudus HaKesef. There's on the column Hagoyz HaTaz. But it's infrequent. The Shach was more, got more in. So he says, Hisigal Rama. The Taz argues with the Rama. V'loy kashamidi. D'bishlo meichah sh'loy kibbal ha'loyva mois ba'atzmai min ha'malva. In K. Kivan da'amrinon ein shliach d'var aveira. Ha'vakilu lava ha'mois min ha'shliach. It's taka true. It's as if he borrowed the money from the shliach. And then, since he borrowed from the middleman, the ribis that he says to the malva, lav ribisu, darei lo lava min, whatever, min amalva, quote. So he says, this pshat of the Mishnah Melech, which is a very interesting sara, that it's taka true, the loan is a two-step loan. However, the ribis is a direct payment from the lava to the malva, and therefore he says that Rashi's heter is a good heter. Now this is the approach of the Mishnah Melech.
The shliach.
I'm not giving the money. I'm not giving it to the middleman. I don't want him to keep it.
So what did the middleman say to the malva?
The middleman said to the malva, "I'm going to get you a loan for interest for the malva." That's what they said. They were talking about people who arranged a loan. I go over to the middleman. I say, "You get me a loan from the malva. You're my shliach." And he went. He was my shliach. Turns out it was really a loan from the malva to the middleman.
Says to the malva, comes over to the malva, says, "Lend me the money."
He says, "I'm a shliach for the loiva and borrow for the shliach. I'm borrowing to him." The problem is that the thing he said isn't chal because there's no chalois on the shliach of the dvar aveira.
So again, is the malva going to go to? Can the malva go to the middleman and say, "You know what? He didn't pay up. You have to pay."
Could the malva go to the middleman and say, "He didn't pay, you pay"? So he can't phrase it that way. Well, the malva could go to the middleman and say, "Look, I gave you money. You told me you're a shliach for the loiva. I just learned this rule, I'm shliach for the loiva. So when I gave you the money, shliach is in the chal. So I gave you my money. Get me my money back. You're responsible for it. Get me my money back. You have responsibility." Now, what's his responsibility? Is it a did shimer? Is it a did loiva? I mean,
it's only on the ribbis.
But on the loan, the loan itself.
No, when you say
I gave him the loan,
but there was no aveira on the loan.
I gave it to him under false pretenses. He wasn't a ganiv. He made a mistake, but the pretenses I gave it to him on were not true. So he's got to get me back the money. How much achrayas does he have? We could clarify how much achrayas he has. Is he really alive? Is he maybe a shimer? I don't know.
That's a good loan.
But
that's a good loan.
Whatever it is, it's not a problem because the ribbis is not coming from him. The ribbis is coming from the original money.
Invalidate the loan, like it is, or the whole thing, or the interest only, or the loan.
It invalidates the way we hold a shechet v'arveila makes that the chalois is not chal. Whatever was supposed to be chal, whatever legal transaction was supposed to be affected by this, is not affected.
That's
so
the total loan inclusive of interest, or the only interest?
Though there was no loan. There was no loan from the malva to the loiva. There was a transaction from the malva to the shliach. Under the assumption that this is really a loan to the loiva, but that was an error. So what do you do once it's an error? So Zot Shach, even worst case scenario, you can consider it a loan from the malva to the shliach. It's also not a problem because the ribbis is not coming from the malva to the shliach either.
Then it could be a valid shliach for that repayment.
So, yeah, okay. Then it would. Okay,
that's what he's doing. He's sending.
Okay,
fine.
Can the shliach
take a fee for this?
For services? Yeah, you can always take a fee for services. So it's not.
The whole thing is going
to happen. The result of the loan.
Look, if you're going to look at it like the Taz, that the shliach is a malva to the loiva, So he really can't take a fee. Then he really can't take a fee if you look at it like this. Like he did.
Kind of a little bit like a shibuta drabnasa.
What? Shibuta. It's like shibuta drabnasa, but it's not shibuta drabnasa. So. No. Well, let's talk about a real case of shibuta drabnasa. Let's say I borrowed money from you, no ribbis. You borrowed money from Reuven. Am I now also to give Reuven gifts? Because Shibuta de Rabdasan says that what's Meshubba to you is Meshubba to him. It's not true. It is like, even if it is like Shibuta de Rabdasan, but until we formally change it to that I'm his laiva, I'm not. If I borrow money from you, I have to know who you owe money to not give any of them gifts? No.
If you go to the Rashi, can you import the ribbons and vests and you have what looks like ribbons and vests and the Malva goes low in the forefront of the ribbons part. So the Malva goes, hey, it's not ribbons, you owe me the extra money.
Can the Malva enforce this? And I have to think about it. I would assume yes, but I would have to think about it. Once it's mutter, then it can be enforced.
All these examples you're using here of individuals. What about corporations? Let's say some prime lenders who also lend out the money as well on their own initiative. Are there issues that
in most of the corporation situations, it's an employee where they tell her to doesn't apply. So generally, it won't apply. There may be
from organizations also, because they're like from mortgage lenders and stuff like that to turn around and use subprime rates and also to transfer money and stuff like that. It's like a lot of
If the person is an employee, then it's a problem. If he's not an employee, then it would appear that Rashi's heter applies, providing that the shtar is not written on the das of the original Malva. And so the shtar is written, as the Ramah said at the end. But otherwise, you would have the heter with the Rashi. I believe the shtar did not mention the original Malva, mentioned the son's company, which was, yeah.
So mortgage lending, it doesn't cover necessarily Dina de Machlos Adina, it also covers Halacha as well, where you when you go in a contract, you're going to have to cover those issues.
That's for sure. The Pischei Tshuva, there are two I wanted to point out. One is Sivkat and Yud Dalid. This is going to surprise you. Let's say we just learned that Teir Rashi. We learned it's complicated. It's a machlokes. We're not about to go. Even the Ramah says Leisa Tzairach. We're not about to use. Let's say tomorrow you have a situation, exactly the same situation, but you have an added Maila. It's a case that would only be Ribbis Drabanan at worst case scenario. Let's say we had many cases of Ribbis Drabanan. Let's say it's Derech Mekachu Memkar. We had that if it's a loan, which is there's a delivery of goods, and there's ribbis involved in payment for goods or services, whatever the case may be. Let's say it's a ribbis drabanan in it. So I would think, all right, look, it's a machlaikis, the Ramah and the Shach against the Beis Yosef and the Taz. So for the Rishis, we're not going to be making. For drabanan, it should be better. No. Don't be mashkal for Rishayna. Even if you're not going to rely on Rashi for ribbis deraisa, ribbis drabanan should be better. Take a look at this Pischei Tshuva Yudalit. Demutah liYisrael. First, he says, "I Mishlam Melech Perakei Mosmav Avoloyvet Din Yudalit Divar Amasal VaOilo Schar." And that's the Mishlam Melech I spoke out to you. V'da, the Ribbis Drabana Kagay Shuderech Mekachu Memkar Ein Lilmaid Mitshuvas Rashi Halazu. You should now learn from this Kula de Rashi the Shari LaAsasi Aydei Shliach. You shouldn't say, well, Ribbis Drabanan, I certainly can be Mekel. No! De'efshir da'atkan la'yamrina ne'shliach l'dvar aveira elabisri de'raisa. There are those who hold that we only say shliach l'dvar aveira when you send them to do an aveira de'raisa. Avol bisri de'rabanan, efshir yeshliach. If something is only asim de'rabanan, so then who says the rule of shliach l'dvar aveira applies to an aveira de'rabanan? Even if you attack a state like the Maritz Tzad, that by a drabon and yeshliach d'var aveira, nearly that's Rashi zal shori la'asaisai ayidei shliach. He says a very nice svara. Even if you attack a state by a drabon and yeshliach d'var aveira, I can tell you a different svara lahak. Why? The kiva. So had asu chacham and derech mekach memkar. Why did Rabbanan ask the ribis derech mekach memkar? It's a gzeira atu halva. Haimu mishum gzeira shem yavin lidei deraisa. Kamash kosev a rabba perak vav. Ikala meimar. The dafka beribis habam yad leivu lamalva gazru dimu alasi lisa deraisa. Aberibis haidei shliach aliasi lisa deraisa loi gazru. Very long, very nice svari. He says the foul. Zokte mishlo melech. Wait. By drabbanan it's not better, it's worse. Because by drabbanan some hold yeshliach lidvar avera by avera drabbanan. So it's worse. Comes the Shara Melech, he says no. The drabbanan is only aser atu the deraisa. Why did drabbanan ask the ribis drabbanan? Because it's similar to ribis deraisa. A case of ribis drabbanan, which in the deraisa would be mutter. So in the drabbanan they also didn't answer it. So he holds that that it's actually better. Okay, Mamaisa, the whole thing is one thing is pretty clear. Drabbanan is a machlaikis, so it's not better. It's a machlaikis if it's worse, so it's not worse. But it seems better, it's not. The fact that it's in the case of a ribis of a drabbanan. So Mamaisa, that's the anyway. The bottom line in this whole machlaikis is that. There are a lot of chalukei deis. If you look here on the side, everyone has opinions on it. Look at the Beis Lechem Yehuda. He says the Beis Yosef Alavush v'Taz Kosvu the Talmud Toya Kosav Zeh. Right, they write Talmud Toya. This Rashi, Talmud Toya wrote this. Not true. So he says Avsha Shach Miyashiv Hamuram. Even these Miyashiv the Mordechai. I'm Betshuva Shali Avesi Rais Gedolus Kuspsak Hataz. The Beis Lechem Yehuda was from a later Achrayim. is not happy with the heter. In general, this is an issue that has a lot of machlokes. However, I have to tell you, the Chochmas Adam is mekel. The Chochmas Adam, generally in Yeridaya, Rav Pam's Mahalach was that when the Chochmas Adam is mekel, was semachanim. Chachmas Adam in general is not a very big mekel, and the Chachmas Adam is mekel straight out. In the Chachmas Adam, he's mekel straight out, like Shitas Rashi, that it's mutter. And the Chassam Sofer, as I mentioned to you earlier, says Yesh Al Malislech. He says that one can rely on the on this psak. So to say Chachmas Adam, I don't remember even if he says Leis Hatzairach.
The Chassam Sofer said
the Stubby does, but I don't know.
Chassam Sofer said you can align it, or because they were doing it anyway.
Okay, maybe, I don't know. The bottom line is that it's a machlokes. We try to avoid machlokes, stay away from issues that are machlokes. However, there are gedolei haposkim on whom to rely. The Chavis Das has a middle ground. He's doing it to answer the Taz's Kasha. I'm just afraid it'll complicate the issue. The bottom line of his middle ground is he's Mekel only if the middleman goes to the Malva and doesn't mention that Pliny is going to give Ribbis. He fools the Malva. In other words, he's a lamdin. He wants to make sure that this arrangement works out. So he says it's mutter if the middleman goes to the lender. He tells the lender, Pliny needs money, so give a loan to him, and I'll give you the ribbis. And I'll pay you the ribbis. So the malva now, as far as he knows, is not doing an avera. So the halva is directly from the malva to the leiva. He's making a shliach to give him a loan, so there's no problem. Subsequently, when the ribbis is going from the leiva to the middleman, and the middleman to the malva, so zot the chavis das here, there's no problem, because here the ein shliach advar aveira is only on the ribbis part, on the original loan. It was chad halva, because the malva sent the middleman to give a loan the heter. The middleman was sort of playing on the fly. He knew that the leiva will give him the ribbis and he'll be able to give it to the malva. So he made like he's a nice guy and he said, lend him and I'll give you the ribbis.
So,
what?
It has to be that the shulia never really
Even if the shliach did obligate himself. But remember that you're allowed to, a third party is allowed to pay the ribbis.
No, but if he's obligated himself for the loan.
What do you mean?
For the loan. Let's say, if he has to give back the loan.
No, he said he didn't obligate himself
for the loan. That's true.
Yeah, that's
right. It's really, if you analyze it, it's the opposite of Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech said it's two loans, but the ribbis is one payment. Chavis Das goes the other way. He says it's one loan. Because he says Rashi's Maisa was not the way we understood it. It was the Maisa of Rashi was the middleman said, I'll pay the ribbis. He didn't obligate the loiver to pay the ribbis, and therefore it was one loan. The ribbis is two payments. And there, the Chavis Das says that it's mutter. First, the middleman should pay the malva, and then lachazman, the loiver is allowed to give to him. And even though in the Chachmas Adam he's meikel, and the Binas Adam, he says, if you're going to rely on this, do it better the Chavis Das's way. In other words, why not? If you want already, you're lobbed in, you want, somebody needs the money, you want to rely on Rashi Shita, says do it the Chavis Das's way, and let the middleman be smart, let him do it with the trick to the Malva, and then it's okay. It seems that with the Chavis Das already, you have an additional Shita to rely on. And like I say, people will learn Hilchis Ribbis. This is known as the Kula de Rashi. It tumbles a lot. And
it's just like a guarantor. So if he doesn't pay you,
he's not allowed to be a guarantor. He's not guaranteeing the loan. He's guaranteeing a one-time payment of a certain amount of money for Ribbis. All right, Sif Yud Zayin. We have another heter. Okay, if you turn back to Sif Yud Zayin, Sif, what? Yeah, he says only lachazman. First, the middleman should pay the malva. As I mentioned earlier, the Chavis Das, to answer the second kasha, the Taz says that it should be lachazman. The middleman should pay the malva first, and then lachazman, the loiv is allowed to pay the middleman.
What would be in this case? I guess it wouldn't go with the Chavis Das. If you call I want to make a loan. I want to borrow money. I call up the loiver and I say, put the money in my account, my bank account. Send it over to my bank account. With a Mishnah Malka, the bank can consider to be a little. First of all, could the loiver initiate the loan? And when the person deposits to my account, is he giving it over to someone who's supposed to be a shliach?
Remember.
The bank puts it into my account.
Bank is a compiler.
If I tell you, remember we had Din Evakanani and Din Arif. We said a kula, if the ribbis payment is given by a third party, that we had a kula. We said if the ribbis payment is to a third party, it's a problem. If I lend you money, I say, listen, I can't take ribbis, but give a gift to my friend. That's awesome. Because the Din Arif is that if you give someone else, on my say so, it's like I received it. If I tell you to put the money somewhere, that's that Din Arif makes, it's like I received that money. So that's not a heter. Right. If I tell you pay my bills or put the money in my safe deposit box, thank you. Without the initially ask, if I tell you put the money somewhere, then I'm a borrower. A Sif Yud Zayin is another heter for Talmid Chachamim. Unfortunately, it says that we're not big enough. I know all of us, but we'll see in a heter in a minute. We're not big enough Talmidei Chacham to rely on this. But it's interesting heter. Talmidei Chacham Mishel Vazu Azu Zeh. Talmidei Devar Shal Meichel Food V'Noisin Lo Yoiser Al Mashalav Mimenu. So someone lends someone. He says, "Let me a bag of sugar." He wants a bag of sugar. And now he gives him back a bigger bag of sugar, ad chaymish, until a fifth boor. So he lent him 100 grams of sugar, he gives it back up to 120 grams. How is that mutter? Shehadava yadua shalai nasan lai ela matana. Now these words need a hesper. Shehadava yadua, he's a Talmud Chacham. He's not going to pay ribbis. So he's only giving him a gift. What does that mean? A gift is not ribbis? Huh? No, it's a gift ribbis. You lend me money, I give you a gift. That's not ribbis. So what it means here is Shaloyno Salayel Matana means that he's not giving it for the loan. If you lend me sugar, I'm giving you more sugar. If a Talmud Chacham is doing it, and rather the Shas says he needs Shneim Talmidei Chacham, the lender and the borrower, then it's mutter, because if he's giving him more, the Talmud Chacham doesn't give for a loan. He's his friend, he's giving him a little more. That's the assumption. What?
The original
should be
given with
Matana. Why? Talmud Chacham always gives things with Matana?
No, but
he lent it to him. No, assuming even where it was alone. Even where it was alone. And not only that, the Rama says, Yesh Matirin afilo hisnu mitchila kach. The Yesh Matirin, it's even what if they made up to that he would do this. Vavad bedavar mu'it. Mokamach em leya agilu tanacham atm bakach ne hamoin am, shal yom du mehem. You shouldn't get into the habit of doing it. Right, Lamaisa, if you look in the Birkei Yosef on the bottom, he says, Eim lismech hazeh al yechidim haksherim shebehem loizul asan. The only people that can rely on this are people who feel that they're not kedai to rely on it. You know what I mean?
Cash money.
But davar mu'it. The assumption is, if it's more, then it's a yuin gives such a matana. The question is,
yeah, the other
what?
Well, it's not interest. But in 2 weeks, you give 50% interest.
It must be. I don't know. We've also misunderstood what davar mu'it means. If davar mu'it means a small percentage,
it means less than a chaimish.
No, he says of achei davar mu'it, he seems to be saying more than that. That even the chaimish has to be a davar mu'it. That's what it sounds like from the Rama of achei davar mu'it. It may mean that the principles of davar mu'it, like you're saying, I'm just looking at the Gra to try to figure it out. We learned two kulas that we shouldn't rely on. Let's learn Sifyut Ches and learn a kula that you're allowed to rely on. And we'll finish it next week. Just I would like to introduce you to it. I think I mentioned it to you once in the past. Sifyut Ches, the third kula. So we have three kulas this week. It's a good week. At least one that we can rely on. Kol ribis derabanan mutter b'mois shal yisaimim shal hegdish aniyim b'tama Torah b'tzarech b'saknesis. The Shulchan Aruch here says that when Chazal asked Ribis Drabanan, it does not apply to Moshe Yisaimim. Now Moshe Yisaimim does not mean under Bar Mitzvah, even if they're over Bar Mitzvah, but not old enough to manage their own finances, which some people my age find very difficult. And therefore the money is in the hands of an apotropis. The apotropis is permitted to lend with Ribis Darabonan. Now you're sitting here right away thinking, Ribis Darabonan, what does that mean? Like, how is that going to work? I have Oishel Yisaimin. So I'll lend it to someone. I won't make up, he'll pay me Ribis. So later, if he gives me, that's not a very good deal. You know, if Ribis Darabonan is not Ketsutza. So what's that going to help me? There's one type of Ribis Darabonan, which in Chazal's Lashon is called Korav Leschar Verachek Mehefsid. That's the expression of the Gemara. And it's the following arrangement, which is a common business arrangement. I invest money with someone, and I ask him to guarantee the principal, to give a personal guarantee on the principal, but not on the interest, not on the profit. That is called Korav Leschar Verachek Mehefsid. Because I can't really lose. I don't know why it's called Rachik Behefsid, but I can't really lose. It's a personal guarantee. So it's Karl Leschav Rachik Behefsid. Now that's Usur, typically, Al Tzeribis Drabanan. If you invest with someone, and an investor, he's opening a store and he wants an investor, or he's buying a piece of real estate, he wants an investor. If you guarantee the principal, there's a personal guarantee on the principal, that's Usur, that's Ribis. Even if there's no guarantee on the profit. However, that ribis is ribis drabanan, and the Neidim Yehuda writes in the Tshuva that kach ani yosa. This is like quoted everywhere in Pesach Tshuva. Here, Mustam will bring it down. That this is what everyone relies on. Neidim Yehuda says, "I do this all the time. my Sisaimim that's entrusted with me, this is the way I invest it. I invest it with guaranteed principal, and therefore it's Mutar. And for this reason, a person is allowed to do this, to take Mois of Yisaimim or Hegdish or Talmud Torah, et cetera, and to invest it. It's a funny thing. This happened here in the shul when we were putting up the building. We had money in the bank, and there was one person who had an investment that he was sure was going to bring in a nice amount of money, and he took, I guess it spoke to the permission of the board here, and he invested it. Invested $100,000 for a very short period of time and made a nice amount of money. Very strange. I always wondered how these investors make money. You know, all these tips they get. So if I remember the story correctly, there are two on the East Coast. There are two companies that make bleach, of all things. At least at that time, 10 years ago, two companies make bleach. And this person had found out. He's involved with whatever finance company. Then one of the two companies that makes bleach was about to go under, to close up. So he realized the one remaining company, its stock would shoot up as soon as this, because its only competitor goes under, it would shoot up. So they invested in it. Then he taka guaranteed the principal, but not any profits. And kachava made a great percentage in a very short period of time. So that's Mamish's case. In this case, this is a heter, and the Ramah says noyagin lahakol. It's an interesting shach. Look at the shach avav. Hey noyagin, b'chol makaymer shahayisi loy reisi minig zeh. The Ramah says there's a minig like that. I never saw this minig. V'gam chakarti v'darashti v'loy shamati shanoyagin came. He says I looked into it. I didn't find anybody who's noyag this way. Apol pisha loy nagu lehalvoisan. The Bezdin, the Kamak and Beribis Drabon and Gamkein Ein Malvin, El Al Dera Heter, Kamay Shamois. They always write a Heteriska. So he says, I never heard of this Heter. He says, I never heard of it. So they write on this, looking chaf, that even though the Shach didn't hear of it, we did hear of it. You know, Loisha, Loirino, Einerai. So look at Piskei Chuvah Chaf, Ayber Heter B'Shem Shach, and Chuvah Smedi B'Yudah, Chaluk Yeredeus, and Mimem, Shekasav, Dechein Yesh Limig. After the das Rashi tzarich bezdin, mishum shekayach biyadam lahavkin nichsei hamakabel neged yisaimim, which not something we got into. Other tzar bezdin chashav, achshav ein lano bezdin chashav, ken ein lino ken. So tam aminik shevi yashach, b'kol makim ha'ikar kachokim ha'rashi. Chay nahakti ani. This is the quote I mentioned earlier. Chay nahakti ani kama pa'amim shenasati zuzei diyasmi karav l'skar v'rochik v'hefsid. Kasafti bishtar iska shasisi ima makabel shazazuti yasmi shekibul karav l'skar. So this Nidei Behuda, I think, is the bottom line. The shach is not a resounding condemnation of the minig. He just says loy risi naigim kei.
So isn't he wrote a shtar iska?
Shtar iska doesn't mean heter iska. Shtar iska just means the contract. So lamaisa, this is a kula that does apply lahalacha. And it's Hashem, next week we'll finish up.
We learned about Talmud Chacham. I saw in the video of Simon the Asher Shaila. Not the mouth, the Beretik Shaila. So it's in Tushbuchen. About Amuret, first story is you could sit in Koyle for the rest of your life. And about Talmud Chacham, you'll have fun with the problem. And they're equally same as Shia, same as Kufa, same girl. So he smiled and said, in Vandar Zed, there's no Talmud Chacham.
Really?
No, I once spoke to Torah B'Torah to Moshe. I love the Moshe Torah. I was the last speaker on a Sunday. Everyone tells the story. I said, we'll go out of town, go be Mechanic. I said, I'm going to come to the daughter to Moshe Torah. The boys only want someone that can support. That's the thing. One is coming out of town.
He gives the money to him, and he brings the money to him.